Everyone around him was convinced he was going to die. Then Padre Pio looked at him, smiled, and said something that changed everything. This is a story of Father Ilia de Martino. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Especially because I have something special to share. On February 11th, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, your intentions will be brought to Lourdes and entrusted to Our Lady in prayer. All you need to do is enroll your intentions using the link in the description below. There's no cost, so don't miss this opportunity. Now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the pages of The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and it reveals both Padre Pio's extraordinary spiritual insight, especially his ability to know the moment of someone's death, and the warmth and fatherly affection he showed towards his fellow friars. So without further ado, let's dive into the story. In the summer of 1940, a young Capuchin theology student named Brother Ilia de Martino was gravely ill. For 3 years, he had been suffering from tuberculosis. His superiors decided to send him to San Giovanni Rotondo for a change of scenery, they said. But, as the author notes, the real reason was to limit the risk of infection for his fellow students. Before sending him to the Gargano, the mountain where Padre Pio lived, they no longer hid the truth. His illness was so serious, it could quickly lead to his grave. Once in San Giovanni Rotondo, the young friar offered whatever help he could. He prayed with the community, ate in the refectory, joined the choir, and got to know Padre Pio, who always greeted him with a warm smile. Later in life, he recalled, "Padre Pio, more than the father guardian or anyone else, took care of me. Sensitive as he was to the needs of his brothers, it was he who called the doctors for me." However, instead of feeling reassured by this special attention, Brother Ilia grew more anxious. He began to see it as a sign that his situation was truly desperate. So, one day, feeling overwhelmed by sadness, he went to confession, hoping for a word of comfort. "Father," he said, "everyone tells me I'm done for, that I'm going to die." You can just imagine the weight on his heart. He likely believed this could be his final confession. But Padre Pio's response was not what he expected. "Who will die?" asked the saint. "I will, Father, because I have tuberculosis." Padre Pio looked at him with a reassuring smile and said, "Ah, you will die? You will live on, my son." And live on he did. Father Ilia soon returned to his theological studies and was ordained a priest on June 12, 1941. He went on to serve faithfully for decades. His days ended in the infirmary of the Friars of San Giovanni Rotondo on February 10, 2003, at the ripe old age of 87, more than 60 years after everyone thought his life was over. And that concludes today's story. Now, this was a pretty short but detailed enough anecdote to make a full story. But there are countless other amazing moments with Padre Pio, I believe likely in the thousands, that just aren't detailed enough to tell us full stories. Moments where, for example, he knew the fates of soldiers on the front lines, or the hidden sins of those who came to him in confession. Just imagine how many small, untold miracles happened in his lifetime. But even these short glimpses remind us of his extraordinary gifts and his profound likeness to Jesus. I will leave you with a quote from Padre Pio's biographer, Jim Gallagher, which I think perfectly captures what I'm trying to say. Now I understand what the Gospel writer John felt when he wrote, "There are many other things that Jesus did. If they were all written down, one by one, I suppose that the whole world could not hold the books that would be written." Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.